Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free. Select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then, add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3-quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9-3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
What up? Welcome to episode 13. I believe, don't know, could be, probably is.
13. That's 13, right? 13's right.
13,
yeah,
dude.
13. And dude, 13, 1-3, bro.
1-3. 13, lucky number. Why is it lucky? Because we have our first guest today.
Boom.
The one, the only. Chad Goes Deep. What up?
What up? Hey. What up, Thank you guys for having me. I'm stoked to be here.
Of course, man. I feel like
I'm at the Stiff Stocks studio.
The headquarters, yeah. Bro.
This yeah. is nice.
This is where it all goes down, bro.
Yeah.
All the stiff of the socks gets in here.
You think there's just a bunch of stiff socks around here?
That's how these walls are built.
Oh, that's gross.
Brick and mortar? Nah. Nike and...
Come, yeah.
Not drywall, that's stiff sock.
Yeah,
yeah, dude. Dude.
Can't
it's
punch a
it's
hole
actually
that.
Surprisingly just, it's really sturdy.
Yeah. Jizz is a... It's a good...
Good base.
Glue. It's a good, good adhesive.
It's some good Elmer's, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I honestly feel like in about like 10 years, some like a BuzzFeed article would be like, why you should start using semen instead of glue. Yeah. Better for the environment.
You know? See some guy working on the house. He's like, let me get that jizz gun. Oh, yeah.
Well, they already call those things the cocks, right?
Yeah.
And it's not cocks, but it's caulk.
No, it's not.
It's caulk, bro. It's not called cock.
Yeah, it's cock.
It's cock.
It's just,
cock.
It's just spelled that
sure
caulk.
It's cock.
It's no, it's caulk.
It's cock.
It's cock.
Dude.
So there's a dude from fucking Manhattan that's like, hey, fuck, pass me the cock.
Every day somebody goes into Home Depot and says, can you help me find the cock?
I don't think so, dude. I think it's caulk.
What they're talking about.
I need a caulking gun.
It's cock? I think it's caulk.
Dude.
Caulk Hogan.
Caulk Hogan. Someone fucking looked this up, dude. Someone looked this up because I am.
Yeah, if it is cock, do you think how long does it take when you're like working with cock to like?
No,
stop
see, look at the pronunciation. K O with a little,
a little
Pizza
what
Hut sign on top
Pizza
of it.
Pizza sign.
K O K Coke cock.
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't.
Hey,
know.
Press the thing. Yeah, press the thing and put it in there.
Oh,
Coke.
Wait, no, no, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on.
Cock.
That's cock.
It's
cock.
Not cock.
You're hearing
that's
an L?
It,
honestly, it's in between what we're saying. You're saying cock, I'm saying caulk, and it's in between.
One more time. Everybody?
Cock.
Cock.
It's
not
British.
Cock, bro.
Sound like a guy who's like, I'm going to finish this chamomile and give you this caulk.
Give this caulk.
Cock.
Regardless, semen, great foundation for the base, and it's organic, you know.
Yeah, I mean,
free,
dude, little kids in like 20 years are not going to be sniffing glue. They're just sniffing semen. That's
okay.
What, yeah, that's what we're going to be doing.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean, though, right?
I don't know. This is really disgusting. Did you ever see the one girl that she put period blood on her face because he said it was good for her pores?
Is that true?
Yeah, this was recently. No, there's no way it's good for you. You know, it's your publicity. It's not good for you, so... She might have just put it on there for shock value or some shit.
Dude, what are you talking about?
Bro,
so she just
actually don't look it up.
Did she like take her tampon out and just like you, and just do like a baseball
quarter, yeah,
like
yeah.
a baseball player just put it on.
I don't know
out?
What it was, but I saw a picture and I scrolled very fast after that.
But dude, major question is, did you see the results? Like how did her pores look?
I didn't. She might have.
So it was like anti-aging type shit?
I think so.
Dude, you know women use whale semen? That's a true story.
Really?
There's whale semen for anti-aging, yeah. You know, there's also
how do you
something
collect whale semen?
Oh, I can show you.
Right. Okay.
Right. Dude, you know how big that motherfucker's sock had to be?
Bro,
holy shit.
It had to be a sleeping bag.
Yeah, dude, back in the day, women used to use urine. Urine for anti-aging. They used to literally just put, I don't know how they collected it, but they used.
I know a guy, my boy Troy.
Okay.
He's urine therapy, and he's like, I take the middle stream, and I drink it every morning.
I've heard about that. Bear Grylls does that. He drinks his own pee.
Bear Grylls?
Yeah, he does that.
Yeah, he takes the middle stream, so you can't get the
Oh, first part. Wait.
So you start peeing a little bit, and then you pee into the cup.
Okay.
Get that metal stream, then you finish in the toilet, you chug it, and you just freaking shine for the rest of the day.
Hold on, man.
The middle stream.
Yeah, you got to walk me through this, man. So you pee. How do you find out? What are the logistics on that? How do you find out what the middle stream?
The middle stream. I think you just pee. He just explained it once. It was per usual. It was very compelling, though. I think he just said middle stream, and I'm like, oh, maybe that just means you pee for a sec, and then you pee into the cup.
Yeah, because I heard if you're taking a drug test, you don't want to get the pee in the beginning because that pee is loaded with like drugs, which you want to get the more middle stream.
Yeah.
So the middle stream is like that organic. That's that good, you know. Yeah. That's that, like that unpasteurized.
The vitamins and minerals you need, like that. The middle stream, the matrix, that goop.
But let me ask you this:
so episode 14, you're drinking piss.
Yeah. That's cool. Why we're bringing all this up, because I'm drinking piss.
Right.
Well, I'm just confused about. I don't understand, because isn't it, so it's just like your bladder is just a fucking sack, right? And it collects all the urine. Mm-hmm. So it's all mixed in there. So what's the fucking difference? Isn't it the same shit? It's literally like there's like a Coke bottle or a Coke bottle, and it's filled with Coke. And then you're like, oh no, just dump the first 25% out and then drink the middle part. It's all the same.
Well, that's the foam.
What?
The way I see it is like it's like the bladder is like a beer bong, you know.
Okay.
And all the poisonous shit is in the funnel, but the good stuff is probably up top.
Yeah, it's swirling around.
Yeah, so you get the first part out.
Okay, so you're saying a bladder is more like a beer bong, and I'm saying a bladder is more
That's why dicks are shaped like beer bongs. You ever think about that? That's
no,
funnel,
don't I?
Dude.
I haven't, bro.
Dude, the first part of the stream is that still water. You want that? That's accumulating all the bacteria. You want that?
It's not reverse
the
osmosis
in the ocean.
Yeah,
that's what he's talking about.
Yeah,
the
yeah,
swirl.
Yeah. Photosynthesis,
which is actually insane. But like, people do that. That's a real thing.
It's a real thing.
That's so.
Just go to Venice, dude.
Yeah. It's happening like currently in America. Like,
bro,
it's an American thing.
Cold press piss within a year at a Whole Foods.
Buddy,
non-organic, non-gender binary gorilla piss.
Oh, it's gorillas now?
Probably.
Okay.
I don't know. You ever seen a gorilla fight? You ever seen a person fight? Whose piss do you want? I'm going gorilla.
I'm going gorilla too, man. Yeah, yeah, you get that good fucking DNA. Those good genetics out of a gorilla piss. Dude, if you drink gorilla piss, the testosterone that has to be in that piss.
Bro.
Oh, dude.
Dude, that's pure human.
That's actually what C4 is. The pre-workout is just condensed gorilla piss, dried out.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Right in the book.
Get back to our primal DNA gorilla.
Yeah.
You know? That's like original.
Yeah. It's a super, super original.
Do you think the very first humans are sad to see where we've come? Like the primal? Do you think they would look at us and be like, oh, you fucking pussy, dude?
Yeah.
They'd be like, yeah.
Dude, I think I heard this on the Joe Rogan podcast, the last one. Uh-huh. They were talking about how like we essentially breeded out all the monsters, all like the savages, we bred them out, because if there's like one dude that's like killing motherfuckers, we all banded together and killed the savage. Mm-hmm. So then we essentially killed the savagery out of our society, and now we're just like the remnants. So we're like the bitches of the society, essentially.
I'm saying like a food sense. Like if we tried to show them what like, oh, we don't eat pulled pork, but this is a jackfruit, but it tastes just like it. Like imagine saying that to a caveman, and be like, what do you mean? I bite into this pig. Is that not enough?
Did veganism to a freaking caveman?
Buddy, drive through to a caveman?
He's like,
fucking, this dude's like, oh, so you guys just drive your fucking cars. You don't have to walk across the continent to get one water buffalo. You just drive to a McDonald's and they just hand you fake beef.
Bro, you say the word gluten-free in Butte, Montana, and people have an aneurysm. They don't know what's going on.
Oh, they hate
you. I tried to bring it up. They're like, the what? The free? Free. I was like, yeah, and then I just couldn't even say the word out there. The state doesn't let you say gluten out there. It's just, and then you just get choked out.
Dude, I went to Anchorage, Alaska one time. I felt like a fucking bitch. Just we didn't even really talk about food. Just the
I can
amount.
Just smell that place while
oh,
I'm saying it.
Dude, just the amount of the amount of people drink is like, because I was actually drinking back in those days, and I would like have like 3-4 beers. And they would have 3-4 beers for breakfast.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Like, they don't give them. Oh, Anchorage? Dude. Because.
IPAs? Stouts, what are we talking?
There's like 6 months of the year. The sun doesn't come out till fucking 10. Like, there's no sun for like months. So what are you going to do? You fuck and you drink and you just, you know, take a bath and you're depression. That's the only thing that you can do.
You eat like whale blubber and shit. Is that what they eat?
Whale blubber?
I feel like that's like, I feel like that's kind of like a pork belly, maybe. Like a whale blubber ramen would probably be pretty good, dude.
Dude, I know this dank whale blubber spot.
Oh, dude. It's hilarious. Like you said it, though. Yo, he's a local.
They got some fresh beluga.
Some fresh beluga? Dude, that sounds pretty solid, though. Dude. What's the weirdest food you've ever eaten?
Weirdest food?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck. I don't know, dude.
What about you?
I had a fried alligator before.
I've had alligator, yeah.
That's good.
I got it in New Orleans and some like woman like kind of pushed it on me and I was like, I'm good. Can I just have chicken like a fucking human?
That's what everybody says. Like any meat that's not.
You gotta fucking do it.
Yeah, any meat that's like extra or like weird, everything, it tastes like chicken. That's kind of disrespectful. If I was an alligator, dead one, I'd be like, no, I taste like an alligator. All right. I'm my own person. Yeah,
at least
I don't taste like a chicken.
I have my own fucking identity. I could
fuck up a chicken, you know?
Maybe the reason I say chicken because I fucking eat mad chickens. That's why. I'm not a bitch like a chicken.
Yeah, alligator's like, you see how jacked I am?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
oh, dude.
Chickens?
I'd be mad if somebody said, like, oh, yeah.
Chickens for sure don't do squats.
Bro, those legs, dude.
Dude, alligators do squats, bro. Alligators? Oh, my God. Those legs are fucking
alligators just bench press each other, and that's just it.
That's
like,
it,
you know, those, like, the real short guys that got short arms?
That's what I mean.
Yeah, the alligators are just fucking elongated short guys, which I don't know how that makes sense, but they're kind of just like, they're just like flat and buff, dude.
They're just like jacked salamanders to me.
Wow.
Dude, yeah. Alligators would be beasts at the pushing the fucking cart full of weights, you know?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Oh,
that,
yeah.
That like football workout.
Oh, you run up and sled. Yeah.
Sled. Because I feel like they would push it like it.
They would dominate the sled.
But it would fly.
Dude, it's like those fucking pit bulls. Those pit bulls are real low to the ground, like the mini pit bulls, whatever they're called. They got the fucking like Tyrannosaurus Rex arms.
Yeah.
And they're just jacked.
Yeah. Why do alligators have tails? I feel like that wasn't necessary. It was like those.
They swim, bro. They need to swim.
But the tails alone, like, could fuck you up.
Oh, the tail. Yeah.
Like every part of the body of an alligator could fuck you up.
Do they slap with the tail?
I think they do.
They do. Nice.
I think they'll like, which is crazy because they could be walking. You think you're safe. And then he's like, what, bitch? And then he just watch.
Yeah.
You know? Hits you with that back end.
Tail I love slap. How we're talking about alligators like we fucking know anything about alligators.
Well, I was just in Florida.
I've eaten alligators, so I feel like I know about it.
I was on a golf course once and I saw they're just three alligators.
Dude,
in New Orleans. They're just
golf
chilling.
Courses.
They're just hanging out.
Do they love
they have money.
Those are the games.
Have we been ignoring that the whole time? Dude, they're rich, bro.
Yeah.
They love golf.
Dude, I had a story about at this golf course, like some guy hit a ball and it was like in between the alligators. So he like threw his sandwich at them to like get them to scatter.
Worst club to throw ever.
Yeah, dude.
And the least intimidating golf club there is.
The alligator like takes it, puts it in his mouth, and then just travels underwater.
You saw his life?
I didn't say I heard about it. But
dude, he fucking used that sandwich as a fucking spork that night.
Yeah.
He eats with that thing.
Dude, yeah.
But like, it's a toothpick, bro.
He's like, I'm taking this to the bottom of the pond.
That's hilarious. Yeah. That's so funny.
Dude, there's so many times where I'm in, like, I could play golf in Florida a bunch and then South Carolina a bunch. And, like, if your ball even gets close to the fucking pond, I'm like, it's gone. It's gone. I'll take a two-stroke fucking penalty. I don't care. I'm not going down there. People get in the pond to hit. No, you're gonna lose your leg. You're playing leisure golf with your fucking uncle, and you feel like you need to lose your.
I've watched Happy Gilmore one too many times.
Yeah,
to get that close to the water.
Fuck
out of
here.
My boy Chubbs.
Oh God, dude.
Yeah, I don't know. It's funny though. Alligators, they probably taste pretty well. Real quick, about you, man, or what are you saying?
No, go.
No, I was just saying. Chad goes deep, dude.
Yeah.
Fucking crushing it right now.
Oh, dude, thank
you. You are going deep on the internet. Like, dude, you go deep on everything.
Oh, dude, I'm just trying to be the best activist I can be.
There's not a lot of activists right now, you know?
Yeah.
Like, we're trying to start the whole whale semen thing. We're trying to start some you know, more jizz in the environment.
Mm-hmm.
I think, do a lot of people think that Chad Goes Deep is sexual?
I've gotten that. Yeah.
We're in a very immature era.
My girlfriend's mom was like, going around town, she's like, Chad Goes Deep, do you know him? And all her friends were like, what? Like,
I don't know, but it sounds like he fucks.
Your daughter's dating someone who goes deep? And she's like, no, it's like more like knowledge and just, I get amped on civil service.
Yeah.
You know?
I feel like you need to throw like a silent letter in there to make people more woke, you know?
Yeah.
Like a silent P. Or something H or something, you know?
Like an accent?
Yeah.
Put like a Sante Grave in there or some shit.
Yeah.
Some French shit.
Yeah, Chad with an accent on the A, which goes deep.
Chad.
That, or it just sounds like a foreign guy who fucks harder. Dude, yeah. Shod goes deep.
Shod.
Or you should just change the name to cock because it's Colk.
Colk. It's cock.
Colk goes deep.
Colk goes deep. That sounds less sexual.
It does. Yeah, yeah. You know, because then people will be like, oh, he's in construction.
Yeah. You so, spell it like that.
Yeah. You know, it's just a construction podcast.
Did you have any other like names that you were like swinging back and forth in your brain, or that just came in your head?
For Chad Goes Deep?
Yeah.
Dude, just came. Well, I was like, I don't know. I was just like, I want to learn. I want to get out into the world and like fucking go on this journey, and Goes Deep just like came into my noggin. I was like, that's it.
So what's the deepest you've ever been?
That's true. That's a good question.
We just went on a trip to Delaware. So like, I've never been out of SoCal.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh shit.
And so we went to Delaware and like, because the University of Delaware, they passed a law against house parties. That's sort of how, if you don't know, audience, one of our biggest things is we went to a city council in LA to like fight this ban on house parties in the Hollywood Hills. So the University of Delaware, the city passed a law basically banning house parties for them. It's like if they have four in a gathering, that's a super party.
Four?
Yeah. And the cops can come down and give you a massive citation.
Dude, could you imagine cops just looking for SUVs, pulling up people's apartments? Oh, there's five. Get them.
Yeah, dude, this is like Footloose type shit.
Four people?
Four fucking people.
Four people. But I mean, you know, yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Damn.
So what if you live in a house with five people? Just always a party? Dude, like you just always get arrested?
You gotta sleep outside tonight. I saw the feds around the corner.
That's a constant rager in the eyes of...
Yeah.
Or you gotta like sneak people in like on stilts and shit. Dude. I'm just 9'4", Your Honor.
Dude, yeah. You got three people under you. He's like, dude? What? These are my legs.
What are you talking about? But, yeah, you know that Halloween costume where the horse, like one in the front, one in the back? They have to just always just have... No, it's a camel, man. It's three people.
You should assume my height.
Yeah, right? I think whoever passed that law for sure had like zero friends growing up. They're like, I mean, what's a party to you? And he's like... I had a rager once. It was like four things that were pretty out of hand. So cap it at that.
Buddy, anyone who passed that law is a fucking virgin, bro.
Dude, you can't even have your parents at your house.
Well, dude, we went there face to face with the council. You should have seen the council. I was like, none of you dudes rage.
Yeah, no way.
They're like trying to figure out how to build a shopping center. I'm like, we spent 6 hours in the meeting because they're trying to figure out how to build a shopping center. I'm like, just look around the corner, you know, they're everywhere.
Right.
But like,
yeah,
let's get the
internet.
Most pertinent. Like,
you use a bunch of caulk and a bunch of semen, and that's how you make a fucking shopping center.
And it's organic.
Yeah, I'm like, I was like, this law against partying is like a straight up violation of the Constitution. So,
how did they feel when you abbreviated Constitution? Were they stoked on that?
Well, I think I was coming from a foreign land, you know, in that new country of Delaware.
Right.
Yeah.
No, not many people know about it, you know, so I think
not point it out on
I started off, I was like, what up, Chad, location SoCal, just to like let them know up top, like
right where, yeah,
I come from a different
the hair
plan.
The hair didn't say that. No. Curious.
Like, yeah, as soon as
New Yorker, maybe?
As soon as you say what up, I don't think they're like Tennessee, buddy. Tennessee.
So how did they react to you guys? Because if you haven't seen the LA video, they kind of are somewhat on board with it out here. They're kind of like, all right, that's
Herb's
a nice...
our dog now, actually.
Yeah. Oh, dude.
He's sort of our mentor.
It almost seems like you guys were like, you know, when you see a good commercial and you're like, that was a funny commercial.
Yeah,
I feel
like
you guys were that in their day. Because their day is like dealing with so much bullshit.
Yeah.
And I saw
like
you guys like, ah, it was pretty funny. Did Delaware fuck with
you
guys?
Dude, they were not having it.
Really?
They were not having
it. Did they know who you were before you?
They knew we were coming.
Oh,
they knew
shit.
So like the mayor, I engaged in the meeting a little bit because they moved our portion to the end. So we got there at 7 p.m.
Yeah.
We went up to speak at 1 a.m.
Sounds like every open mic in LA also.
Yeah dude. Yeah. And
well,
and,
honestly, dude, maybe you should take that as a compliment. They want you to close out the show, bro.
Dude.
Yeah, maybe.
Did you guys still have an audience at 1 a.m.?
What's that?
Was there still an audience at 1 a.m.?
Somewhat. I mean, half of them. It was all like old people. They're like, don't build this hotel. And I'm like, what about the ragers? Like, you know.
Buddy, at 1 a.m., half of them are dead, dude. Yeah.
Dude, they were old as fuck. They were so old.
Dude, that's...
I was like, you guys really care about this new Hyatt.
They're like,
we don't want the Hyatt because it's going to ruin some...
You should have like been like, we should get a hotel so we can just rage there.
No, I asked because I was like, if we're gonna be here this long, I engaged in the meeting. I was like, well, you know, like I raised my hand and I was like, well, are you guys gonna build palm trees? And I'm like, will you have ellipticals? Like, I think those are essential. So But the mayor wasn't having it. She tried to like skip over me.
Oh, really?
She, like, I raise my hand. She like stares at me. And I'm like, well, I'm an activist from SoCal. That's
like the kiss ass in every class that like would raise her hand on every question. And teacher would just be like, Bethany, I see your fucking hand. Yeah. And she just keep waving it. And it's like, we see it. Oh, we all see it.
I hated that person so much.
When the teacher would finally call, they'd be like, yes, Bethany. And that sigh.
That was the exact.
That sigh was code for, bitch, I swear to God, if you correct me on something.
Oh, God.
Dude,
those...
she had the exact same sigh.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, they're just so exhausted from this one fuck. Dude, that's the same woman that'd be like, I thought we had homework. Oh, and I'm like, are you fucking joking me, Tiffany?
Oh, that's the worst.
Dude.
What are you doing to me?
What about the test today?
Yeah.
What?
And there's like 15 more minutes. There is enough time for the quiz.
Yeah.
But we're like, I'm watching the thing. I didn't study shit.
Right.
Yeah.
What about, I will stab you in the face, Beth. What the fuck are you doing?
It's a bad move.
Oh,
it's
Beth.
A terrible move.
Beth.
Were you ever... But did you ever have it happen to you or reverse where you did do your homework?
Yep.
And then they didn't say anything and then somebody else mentioned it and you're like, oh, what a fucking loser. can't bring that up. And then you slide it in on your way out. Like, yeah, you totally know, didn't study for that and slide it in.
You know what I used to do all the time? If I studied for a test,
mm-hmm.
Like I cheated all the time in high school, right?
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
So I cheated all the time. So when someone wouldn't let me cheat off their test, I'd be like, are you fucking joking me, dude? Let me look at your fucking test. Don't be an asshole.
Right.
But then when I studied and someone was like, yo, Mike, I'm like, oh, really, dude? You can't study for a fucking test?
You don't have a book. Okay.
Jesus Christ. There's no book? You don't have a fucking textbook? Jeez, I'd be so fucking angry.
Dude, it seemed like every time I actually prepared for the quiz,
We
didn't have the quiz.
Right.
Yeah.
And then every time I didn't prepare, they'd be like, no quiz today. I'm like,
dude, that's just life, you know?
Yeah.
You just go in it unapproached.
Yeah.
Let it figure out. Also, did you ever have, because, bro, I wasn't the smartest guy. I got rejected from Chico State University. That is a fact. Which,
buddy, do you,
it's me, and that's it. Nobody else has ever been rejected from that. I don't know, like, what I...
Buddy, Chico Chase is not even a real school. Like, it's a community college,
yeah. But they have one person that used to teach at, like, a community college near Stanford, so it kind of counts, I guess. I don't really know.
Is the application, like... You're supposed to like show you playing a game of beer pong.
Yeah, you send in a video of how fast you can shotgun a beer. And then, if it's not recorded by your boy Brian or Deegan, then you don't get in. So I wasn't a very smart.
That's a legit.
Dude.
That's a legit admissions process.
Yeah. But I would see people copying off me in high school and I wanted to be like, dude, I don't know if that's. I don't know if that's smart, bro.
Yeah,
I don't know if I got all
smart.
This shit worked out.
The teacher's like, you see somebody looking at Trevor?
Yeah. I'll fail you both just because you would have anyways.
Yeah. I'm about to not get into Chico State. Don't fucking look
dude,
at my
I,
paper.
I literally think I'm the only guy in the world who's ever not gotten into Chico State. I'm glad. I don't think I would be here. If I would have got into Chico State, I probably would have been like heavily into Bitcoin somewhere in like a bar just preaching about it to like a karaoke machine. Like I...
Just preaching about Bitcoin too. Like,
yeah,
to an
dude,
actual...
bro. I had three friends that went to Chico, and none of them got out on time. Like all of them, like it was, yeah. It's a hellhole.
I mean,
place.
Chico.
Yeah.
It sounds like a jail. It doesn't even sound like a fucking
school. The California jail is out that way.
Oh, word.
So yeah, it's like you know how like at Santa Barbara City College is a commuter to UCSB. Chico is a commuter school to the prison, so it's like a nice step in between.
Yeah. It's like a junior prison because like everyone goes to Chico is gonna go to prison. So let me just teach you about like the basic laws, so you know how to maybe
how to hide a Four Loko.
Exactly,
right.
exactly.
Yeah. All that stuff. So,
stuff.
I'm sorry, dude. So when you got that letter saying you're not gonna go to Chico, what did you say like, oh, that makes sense, or were you like, oh, I'm
that was the first. College I heard back from, and I was like, well, staying in my hometown. And then San Jose State was like, oh, hey, and I was like, no, and here I am.
Hey,
San Jose grad, what up, dude?
Do you
go to college?
Yeah, I went to Santa Clara.
Oh, word,
right near you.
Damn,
yeah.
I went to Santa. Wait, you went to Santa Clara or Santa Cruz?
Santa Clara.
University. Oh, that's a great school,
yeah,
dude. They had some fucking babes there.
There's some babes, it's sort of like a mini USC.
How did Chad do out there?
Oh, dude, I was raging, you know? I was a philosophy major. People are like, who's your favorite philosopher? I'm like, what?
Me?
Like, what?
What if myself. You should have, oh, God, you should have been like Joe Rogan.
Dude. It was fun, though. We had, like, I lived on this block, Bellamy Street. You know,
I've heard about
Street?
That. Yeah. I actually went there one time to party.
Oh, dude, it's great. Great party spot. I don't know. I mean, they're cracking down, so.
You might have to make an appearance,
glory,
dude.
I was there during the glory days, but
I feel like everybody was at their college in the glory days. Like,
of course.
Like, I don't know what it is, but anytime you talk to you, be like, "Dude, it's shit now, bro."
Yeah, dude.
Dude, it's generational, bro. Every person that's younger than you, you're like, "You suck." And where right.
My pledge class fucking got hazed the hardest. You guys didn't shit.
Yeah. Were you in a frat?
Yeah, it was Pike.
Dude.
Are you a Pike?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, shut up.
I thought for a second you guys were going to make I know it too, because my friend was in it, dude. I thought for a second you guys were just going to look at each other and just start butt chugging on that fucking...
Dude, fucking Pike, dude.
Dude, I remember...
Where'd you go to school? Sorry.
Coastal Carolina University.
Oh, cool.
Buddy! I didn't know! Brothers!
Pike.
Dude, I remember my roommate was in Pike and he showed me the handshake one spring break. Oh, shit. Fucking narc patrol. And I got drunk. And did you ever go to the Shoreline concerts up north?
No,
but I would go there and I'd see guys with Pike flags, probably from Santa Clara. And I'd be like, "What up, Fi-Fi?" And I'd do the handshake and they'd just be like, "Oh, okay."
Yeah. I remember this guy from Berkeley came up to our house and he comes up to everyone. He's like strutting. He like starts doing the handshake with everyone. We're like, "What are you doing, dude?"
Yeah, it's like, we don't care.
Yeah.
Like, hey, buddy, I believe we met before.
Yeah. Oh, that's,
you remember that shit, bro?
That's code.
You remember?
You got me, dude.
Do you remember?
Nah. But I know what you're talking about.
It's getting real fucking hikey in here, bro. Starting to smoke some roofies up in this bitch. Dude, what did I do last night, dog?
Trevor's just joking. We never did any of that.
Nah.
What's the four pillars of being a gentleman? Is that what?
Oh, buddy. Yeah, I don't remember.
Well, didn't Pike stand for something? It was like P was something. I don't know why I'm saying this. Because our fraternity was right next to Pike. Right. So we were boys with Pike.
Yeah.
So like whenever we needed to cut off t-shirts, we'd be like, "Yo, how do we do this, bro?" I don't know if I've ever seen a Pike with sleeves on. You're the first Pike I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Kind of
a trendsetter.
Yeah.
Yeah. I used to go shirtless. I didn't even.
Nice.
Did you guys have any guys in your fraternity that had their letters tatted on them?
Yeah. I would say the majority of my quote unquote brothers had fucking tattoos of. It's like, dude, what are you doing, bro?
But in the moment when you go to that first fucking summer day party with your shirt off, and you got your letters, nobody gives a shit. Nobody.
I'll tell you what, though, when you first join. Oh, it is the best.
The first time you wear your letters?
Oh,
bro.
Oh, you wear your letters.
I felt like Clark Kent on campus.
Yeah.
And girls are like, hey, you got your letters. I'm like, yeah, I don't have to like hold dudes' dongs anymore.
I feel like, you know how back in the day it was like that theory that like you'd send the kid out to become a hunter and you weren't a man until you came back?
Yeah.
That's what it felt like to your letters. Yeah. Your first semester wearing letters on campus. I walked with my chest. I didn't have a chest, but I would walk fucking just shining them. Like I got fake titties. That's how I felt.
Yeah.
When I got letters on my chest. I'd be like, "You see what they did? Yeah, fucking, I'm great now." And they're like, "Yeah, that's cool.
Let me.
We knew by your fucking pink shorts 3 inches away from your dick. Yeah,
you're wearing boat shoes. You fucking loser.
Did you dress like that?
No, I was kept it surfery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, I went right down that rabbit hole. Short shorts, Sperry's.
Really? I didn't
quarter
do that.
Zips.
Yeah, I was always Jordans. I kept it pretty East Coast.
Guy in Jordans. Okay.
Yeah, I was always Jordans, like sneakers. I had Puka shells for a little bit, so I mixed it up, dude.
Pukas? You were
Pukas.
Dude. And I was always like, people are like, "You can wear the short shorts." I'm like, "I need functional board shorts." Because you never know when a wave's coming.
Yeah, especially out where you were, dude. Coast is kind of that way over there, a little bit. Dude,
my jeans were just shredded. I look like I got attacked by a fucking mongoose. Like, there's just... Everything was fucking shredded, dude.
With the Jordans on, too?
With the Jordans on.
Damn.
Yeah, shredded Jordans and
baggy jeans?
Baggy-ish. Yeah. Straight leg.
Gotcha.
Not boot cut.
No. I mean, now I wear fucking yoga pants now, but...
Oh, bro, look at these things, dude.
Yeah.
There's some bullshit going on here. This would just make up... Yeah. If you're over 65, you look at me and have slightly of a heart attack when you see me.
Yeah, this is crazy.
Oh, dude, speaking of old people,
you got bronze the cap,
dude. Exactly. You know, it's like a little sunroof for your knees. Speaking of old people, can we just talk about real quick how fast old people get up on planes when you land and they hear that ding? It's like ding, and they just fucking stand in the aisle, bro. It is like it's almost like they're like waiting in a race and they're waiting for that. Mm.
I don't. None of it makes sense to me because it's either one of the two. It's either get up quick as shit to stand and wait.
Yeah.
For like no one can go. Why are you standing?
Right.
Or it's the person that just sits down and waits for everyone to go. And I'm like, I'm next to you. I'm by the window.
You're next to the sitter.
Buddy, I'm in the window. This happened to me 2 days ago. I'm in the window and someone's sitting next to me, like some older gentleman sitting next to me, and he will not get up until everyone leaves. And I'm like, bro, we're in aisle 11. We're missing our turn. I gotta get off this fucking plane. I bet I just got in plane for five hours. Let's
go.
Commit,
dude. Yeah.
They don't care.
He's that guy that was scared to get in the roundabout, you know?
And he didn't even look at me. So I knew he knew that I was angry, but he didn't give a fuck.
Yeah, I used to be a window guy. I'm not a window guy anymore. I'm an aisle guy.
Oh, you're an aisle guy. Are you an aisle guy?
Aisle all day, yeah.
I'm a window guy if I'm exhausted. Because I just want to sleep. I don't want people like, excuse me, I need to pee. I'm sorry.
Right. Yeah. But when you gotta pee in that window seat. I don't know if you guys saw, but I posted something where both the people next to me, not only were they asleep, they both had headphones in, and they both had sleeping eye masks.
Yeah.
And I know how hard it is to fall asleep on a plane, especially for me. So for me to wake them up, if I was asleep and somebody woke me up, fuck, I don't know. I guess
I'm waking you up, bro. Yeah. Listen, I'm not going to pee in my pants.
How you doing it?
I go like this.
Or are you the guy that just tries to make enough hustle and bustle getting up?
I'm a tap you medium aggressively on the shoulder. I go, hey, and then they wake up and I go, hey man, I'm sorry. Like, I'll wake you up with an aggressive, and then when you open your eyes, like, hey man, I'm sorry, like, I just need to go pee real quick. And they go, oh, okay, cool. They know the deal. They're not gonna get fucking mad at me. What am I gonna pee in my pants? No, get up.
Yeah, one thing I learned too is like, I used to crush beers before flights.
Oh yeah.
But then I would be pissing like the whole flight.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
And then the whole plane just knows that you're just pissing.
Yeah, I'm just hammered, like crying for some reason. They're like, dude, how many tall boys you have?
They're just giving you the little shot glasses. You're like, nah, I'm gonna need a 24 ounce of this Miller High Life.
Yeah, buddy, the first time I did first class, you know, they give you free liquor. I got fucking drunk. I think I had like 7 or 8. You know, you get extra drunk on a plane because the pressure.
Oh, you do?
Because the pressure. I was fucked up to a point where we landed and I didn't even know like what to do next. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't you know what I mean? Like, everyone's like, let's go, get off the plane. And I was so drunk. I was like, I think I'm going to stay here. Like, I was, and then my dad like had to come pick me up. He's like, are you good? I'm like, I fucking, you know it. Like, I was so drunk, dude. Yeah.
Dude, speaking of first class, I flew first class for the first time on Sunday. Well, because Delta fucked up my flight and then they got me on a later flight because I'd missed mine because I was leaving Butte, Montana, because they have two flights a day there. Two flights, which is a thing.
At the most, I think, too.
Two flights. The shifts at the airport are literally, there's a morning shift and a night shift and you're there for an hour and a half.
You can take a plane or a pterodactyl. Like, that's the only
literally
thing.
Our plane, the computer on the plane wasn't starting and so we had to reboard. So I missed my connecting in Salt Lake, but they put me on another flight and they're like, yeah, we got you in first class. So I was like, trying to play it cool, and I was like, yeah, first class all the time. Yeah. You know, I'm sitting there next to some dude in a tracksuit. He's got fucking Beats by Dre's on, sunglasses. I was like, probably famous. And then sure enough, next to me on my flight, Chelsea Handler.
Oh, Chelsea Handler.
Chelsea
Handler.
Dude. Did you say
what's up?
No. She's kind of, she doesn't, not too approachable.
She has a personality of someone who's like, don't fuck with me. Even when she's awake and not on a plane, I'm not going to, like, if she's at like Panera Bread, I'm not going to walk up to her Chelsea Handler. Like, it's like, she's like a rattlesnake.
I don't know what I'd say to her. Because the last picture I saw of her was her on a horse with her titties out. Have you seen that picture?
Oh, yeah.
She was, because Putin had a, Putin has a picture of him shirtless on a horse, so she mocked it and just titties out. And that was my last picture of her in my mind. So I don't want to be like, hey, big fan, your titties are on a horse. I got TSA just with like a metal detector to the back of my head.
Oh, did she have nice breasts?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
She wasn't even mocking Putin. She was fucking advertising.
Yeah, they look good.
Where is this? Just on the internet?
This is online. She just posted it. I think it got like blurred or ripped down, but it's out there. But that was my last image of her, and I wasn't going to be like, hey, comedy, right? When you guys see famous people, do you say anything to them?
No.
Not really, no.
There's like, no point, dude.
There's part of your brain that makes you want to see. Do you guys have that? Like part of your brain? Really? Do you?
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah. I feel like if I can connect to them in some level.
Yeah.
There's really no, unless you're like an idol of mine. Like if I saw like Jim Carrey on a plane, I might be like, hey man, like you inspire me a lot. Like, thank you so much or something like that.
Yeah.
But like that, but they have to be like an idol. Like if I see like Drew Barrymore on a plane, I'm not gonna be like, hey Drew, you are an actress. Like what is that gonna do?
Bro, I'm putting my number on the back of Peanuts and throwing it at her.
Are you really?
Dude, maybe her. You know who else I saw was Danny Trejo.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Dude, I thought it, because he was sitting first class. I was walking by. I thought I played it pretty cool. I was like, what's up, Danny? Give him a low. I said it low enough so nobody heard.
Yeah.
Give him a quick fist bump.
Dude, yeah.
That's cool.
Keep it moving.
Because for him, you know, it's like, oh, I got a little bit of recognition, you know?
Right.
Being in LA, too, you could drop like, hey, dude, I had your donuts.
Yeah.
Because he has the new donut spot.
He's got
spot.
The donuts. He's got the taco spot.
He'd be like, well, you're a deep fan.
Well, he was wearing a Trejo's Taco shirt. I just kept moving. But, yeah, I was just like, I don't know why. There's always a part of me that's like, I know who that is. Don't say it. Don't bother him. But I was just like, pardon me. I was just like, what's up, man?
I just, this is not in my, because I just, there's no, to me, there's no like, there's no really like a point. I don't think like you're going to walk up to like Steven Soderbergh and be like, oh, and he's like, hey, you know what? Your face is great. Get in my film. Like, I feel like so many people think that they, they're going to say something and they're going to just jump in, you know, they're going to get a job out of it or some shit.
Certain people I'll just like be like, oh, cool. Who's like the last famous people you guys have seen around town? Or
Steve-O surfing.
Yeah. Did you say what up to him?
Nah.
Did you say what up because you're like, I'll let him be? Or was he just trash at surfing? You're like, I don't want to associate. Chad does not get deep with Steve-O.
No, I was just... I was going to, but he was kind of far away, and I'm like, I'm not gonna like paddle.
Yeah,
over.
That would look weird because like it's always like that paddle over. He's like, would be so weird.
So I'm just like, and he's like, oh, this dude's coming. You know, I also saw out there Johnny Galecki at Malibu. He shreds.
Really?
Guy in Big Bang Theory.
Dude, with a name like that, you have to shred.
Hold on, Johnny Galecki. Who's that?
You wouldn't expect it.
Who's Johnny Galecki?
Like dark haired. Nerd
the,
on.
Oh, like the like with the dude the like
is
the bowl
everybody
cut?
A nerd on Big Bang Theory?
Not the bowl cut. Yeah,
not the bowl cut.
The guy, the guy who's involved with the blonde chick.
The dude on Roseanne.
Yeah.
That used to be on Roseanne or whatever.
He's a child actor. Yeah.
Yeah. Him. He looks like he could shred.
He's small though.
Oh, they're all tiny.
Yeah.
They're tiny human beings.
But that's good for surfing, I think, actually.
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah.
To be a tiny man? Are a lot of pro surfers like tiny people?
I mean, I think they're around like 5'8", 5'9".
How tall are you?
5'9".
Nice.
I think
perfect shred
Kelly
zone.
Kelly Slater's like 5'9".
I was going to say,
Kelly Slater, even if you don't know what a surfboard is, you know who Kelly Slater is. Like,
yeah,
everybody knows.
Why
Kelly
is that? Is he
it's
just
a dope
because,
name.
Well, because did he just like slay a lot of like hot women back in the day? Is that why we know him? Because I know him. I don't know anything about
surfing.
He's
bald, right?
Yeah,
he's bald.
He's
now.
He's
but
on Baywatch. I think that put him in the...
He was on that?
He's on for like a episode
Dude,
or two.
That's what I want. I want that type of... Oh yeah, I want that type of fame where it's like, oh, he did an episode of that. Just like one quick little cameo.
Yeah.
Just came in, fucked it up, left.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, he's a hot dude though, right?
Hot dude.
Yeah, he's fucking hot.
Hot.
So what do
I think his name's hotter than he is.
Kelly's...
Dude, that name.
Buddy,
bro, if I'm a judge and I see that, you're past dismissed. Not guilty.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. Think about the hell he caught in school with a fucking chick name. Kelly. Are you kidding me?
That is true. Dude, his name's so dope though.
Yeah.
You just put it together.
Buddy, not as a kid though.
Not as a kid.
Nah. That's why he's so fucking good at surfing.
Yeah.
Because every wave he's like, I'm Kelly, I have a fucking girl's name. And he just fucking shreds because he feels that he's trying to fill the void. You know what I mean?
His last name.
Yeah. Slater. Yeah. Slater's like, that's fucking
Slater. I knew a kid named Slater growing up. First name Slater.
Wow.
Whoa.
Named after the surfer though.
I knew this kid named AC Slater. You guys know him?
I think I've heard of him before.
Oh yeah.
Oh, you know AC?
I think he's like mildly. He's got a few followers.
Yeah, just a few, man.
Feel like that.
He wrestled a little bit.
I was thinking though, this just came to my dome.
Give it to me.
To approach Chelsea, I feel like you gotta like do some like confidence moves.
You gotta
throw out the laughs, even if you don't have them. Like you just come like, what up? You know, you have to like sort of like dominate her.
Yeah, I don't think I had a good enough approach. I was gonna just say something stupid like, I'm a comedian, but like, you're adding no value to her. So unless you walked up where with lats,
and you're like, it's with this plane.
Yeah,
she'd
right.
Be like, wow, you're so confident.
Yeah. What's up with this pilot? I could probably do fucking better. And she's like, can you? And then you got to go with some weird shit.
Or you make fun. You'd be like, you got peanuts. Yeah, I got the pretzels.
Yeah. You just throw off
just
her game.
Trash her, bro. Yeah, just trash her.
She's like, she's so hot. I've never been disrespected like that. Yeah. So how does Chad get at girls? What's the Chad goes deep method?
Throw the lats out.
Definitely.
And I say, you want to get a poke bowl?
Wow.
That's it.
Let me ask you this though. Do you walk up cold turkey and just say, what up? You want to get a poke bowl? No, hello, I'm nothing. Cause that's fucking dope. If you walk up to a chick and say, yo, me, you,
because
poke bowl.
You know what you're saving it in her phone as? Poke bowl guy.
Yep.
Dude, that's a good move. I usually just find their Instagram and I'll DM them.
Nice.
If I'm like in their presence. So they get the DM and I'll just.
Look from across the bar.
Yeah, I'll be like,
how do you get the DM prior? How do you get their Instagram?
Dude, I know
you
people.
Figure it out. The interns, you know?
Hey, what's your Instagram?
You hit up the bartender, see what the name was on the receipt, right?
Yeah,
you get that, then boom.
Yeah.
Dude, that's impressive. If I was a chick and a guy did that, You have to hit him with the head nod, because if you send him a message on the kite, it's creepy. But if you send the message and then full and blown like Chelsea Handler confidence, be like, "What up, bro?
Bro, here,
you're not getting left on scene."
Here's some weird shit that just hit my fucking head. If you take, you know how you can reverse search for a picture on Google?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you can literally, I just realized this. You can take a picture of a girl across the bar. Take a picture, reverse Google search it, and you can find who that is.
Really?
Off a
really?
Fucking picture. Yeah. No.
Wow.
I don't like that. One
that's it's fucking terrible. Yeah. But you could do the Pokeball DM using that technique. That's no talking.
That's a better method than the bartender.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's also better than, "Hey, yo, what your name is?" No, not your name.
Which
I need your
worked,
IG name.
never. I love dudes that just got that confidence. That's just... Oh.
Yeah.
If I could reject that at a bar, I'm like, man, that's my shot for the night. And
Dude. Yeah, I've never had that much bro. Confidence. But if I walk up to a girl, like, "Hey, what's up? How are you?" Whatever. I think the "Hey, what's up? How are you?" is vastly undervalued.
Yeah.
Just nobody, because everyone goes, "All right, what do I say? Like, do I say, 'Hey, the sun's bright and so are your tits'?" Like, they try to like come up with a fucking thing.
Yeah.
It's like, yo, just.
That's what I open with. "The sun's bright and so your tits." She's like, "Oh my God, he knows haiku poems." And you're like, "Yeah, what's up, girl? You want to go to Chico State real quick? I can't."
But yeah, the "Hey, hello, how are you?" What's wrong with that?
It just sounds so old fashioned.
And put the hand out.
Yeah.
The handshake?
No, I'm telling you, dude, any like slightly weird shit I used to do when I was in college and before I had a girlfriend, I would see a girl at a bar, right? And I would just look at her until I got eye contact. And then I'll go like this. I'll just stick out my tongue. Like as like,
would,
a, like a little like immature kid, or I'd like, or I just do like a weird face thing like at her, like in like a silly way, because who?
That's true.
She, you know me. She gets so many like, "Yo,
it's
man,
that,
yeah."
It's that child effect, you know.
Exactly.
Like she's gonna walk and be like, "Oh, got your nose," and you're like, "Yeah, got your number." Boom.
Dude,
sex.
"Hey, what's up? Got your nose?" That's another good one. It's so silly and weird. They never get that.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
you're just silly. You're just a silly fun guy.
Dude, one of the guys I know, one of my best friends who crushes the most.
Yeah.
He waves at girls at a bar, but not like it's the individual finger one. It's one of these guys.
Yeah.
It's like the rich money wave.
Buddy, I'm telling
he
you.
He does it and crushes.
Dude, that.
I'm like, what?
That is very similar to the tongue out. Like this and just any like. I'm telling
is
you, dude.
Is that good?
You look. Yeah.
Okay.
Role play. Yeah.
You're a chick.
Yeah. I'm telling you.
You're a chick. Am I getting it?
Oh, what up?
Oh,
I know, dude.
Do I get the Pokeball message? Do I get the Pokeball message?
Well, what's your Instagram?
Trevor Wallace. Oh, shit. Do you want to? Oh, fuck. Blocked. Anyways. Dude, that's great. I'm going to try that. I'm going to hit up the bungalow this weekend and try
I'm
both
telling
of them.
You. Yeah.
I'm going to say, what up? Can I use that line? The what up? You want to get Pokeball?
Dude,
is that trademarked?
That's for the whole audience to use.
Wow.
Yeah.
Fuck
so, you guys are learning a lot, dude. So
dude,
we got Pokeball.
Deep,
we got the Pokeball. We got the tongue out. Use all these methods. What's your method, man? You didn't tell us what the Trevor Wallace patent is. Oh, is this going to be really bad?
It's fucking, bro, my approach game is so trash.
Oh,
I overthink. A girl could literally wink at me and I'll be like, "A bug just flew in her eye." That's not me. Or I'll look behind me. I'm that guy. But what fucks me up, I got to go up with the right people. Because if I go with my hometown friends, just my boys, they go up to girls for me and be like, "Yo, it's my friend Trevor. He's like a famous comedian." I'm like, no.
It never worked.
Never. And then, because it's always, you're in like this weird like corner position.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather just kind of just, I'm like the friend guy. Like if you're talking to a girl and I'm talking to a girl, it's like, boom, hitting the conversations.
Right.
Isolate the variable X over Y equals P, penis.
You're trying to get penis or you're trying to give her
give,
penis?
Give.
Oh, give. I'm sorry. I misunderstood your mathematical equation.
It was an SAT one right there.
Okay.
That's a good equation.
But yeah, it's I don't have a go-to. Like if somebody's like, "What's your go-to?" I don't have a line like that. Or just, "What you drinking?" Is that weird?
Yeah, that's weird. That's another one of those like on the list of 50 things to say to a girl. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it sounds way too like.
I think the benefit is to get them off balance.
Be
to
weird.
Say some weird shit. To literally walk up to a girl and be like, "Yo, man, have you ever eaten alligator feet before?" I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Just weird.
It's like that peacock
shit.
Approach. There's a whole book on that. Like,
there
used to be some dude that had a TV show about that. It was like girls in weird ways.
That's where that neg thing came from.
What's that?
The neg thing is like, you know, some girls like, and you go, you know, you just make fun of them.
Oh,
you're like,
yeah.
I mean, I would take you out, but your face is awful. And she's like, "What?" And you're like, "Yeah, but your face, it sucks." And she's like, "What are you talking about?" Like, "Yeah, well, anyways." And you walk away. And she's like,
I've never been for that.
Oh, dude, I do that shit all
I would do it and then be like, "I'm kidding. My face is the fucked up one here." And
dude,
she's like, "I know."
I used to nag so much even before I knew what it was. And I don't even know. I don't know. It just because to me it's a power game. It's a power struggle. So if I lessen your power by making you insecure, mm-hmm. then my power is more in this situation. And then thus, I think I can manipulate the situation more.
Mm. I tried the negging one time. Like, my voice just cracked.
So obviously not well. Not well.
Yeah. You look fat.
The Chico state of negging.
I went up to this girl. I'm like, nice jeans, idiot.
That's crazy.
Please tell me you got laid, or that is your current girlfriend.
Nah.
God damn it.
And then
how'd it work?
It didn't. I was like, all right, later.
You went too strong. I think an appropriate neg to jeans would be like, hey, why are you wearing those jeans? Like, why'd you pick those jeans?
Really?
Yeah. And then she'd be like, what do you mean? I'd be like, oh, I don't know. I mean, just those jeans are just, I just feel like you could find better jeans, like, for you. But, and then you're shitting and then complimenting. But, it's like a weird.
When do you throw in the idiot?
oh, I don't.
Dude, why are you wearing those jeans? Pause. 5 minutes later, can I get you a drink? Idiot.
Yeah. I use loser a lot, dude.
You want to get a drink?
You right
idiot.
Right after you marry her? I do. Idiot. Yeah.
She's having the first baby.
Idiot. Me or the baby? The both of you.
Your vows.
Damn.
What are your vows? You fucking idiot.
Dude, my problem with that, though, is her first response to you makes or breaks it. Because if she says, what do you mean? Or if she's like, okay, well, you're an asshole, and then you got to backtrack?
Yeah.
Okay.
Then try it out. Then you backtrack. I mean, I'm just saying, like, the nice jeans idiot, I'm essentially saying the same thing as that, but I'm just lessening it. Or, you know, making it softer a little bit.
The idiot one is so funny.
The idiot one can still be used, but you have to build equity in the interaction.
Just having the words equity and idiot in the same sentence is so funny.
But you know what I mean? If you get in there and you're negging a little bit and you get in there and then we're ping pong and laughing, we all got good personality, so we can make a girl laugh, whatever. And then she says something like mildly dumb. You can be like, yeah, that's true. If you're an idiot like you, so you can get it in there, but you got to build.
I like the alley-oop, because when you said it, it was the spike. It was the setup and the punch. Let me hear it real quick, just clean. Let me hear it.
Yeah.
Yo, what up? Nice jeans, idiot.
See, that's what I'm saying.
I know.
But you're getting them up high. Nice jeans. She's like, oh, I did just buy these. These are my favorite jeans, because girls always wear their favorite jeans out.
Right.
She's confident about those jeans. Nobody wears their shitty jeans out. You set it up, and then you idiot. I'm really surprised it didn't work.
I think it's weird, too, is how often you get called idiot, you know?
Oh, as an adult?
Yeah.
Listen, I love it. If you're not trying to fuck, use it every single time.
I'm trying it this weekend, and I'm going to record the whole thing.
Yeah, Travis, you should wear a GoPro on your head. Like, what nice jeans, idiot. And then just...
Can you imagine a fucking GoPro on his head?
The last thing you would see would just be a vodka soda flying at it.
Dude, if you do like a before shot, be like, all right, I got this GoPro. She has no idea.
She has no idea. She's standing next to you. Idea for what?
Yeah. You're like, nothing. Shut up, idiot. Oh, fuck. I used it too soon.
No, that's great, dude.
Hey, you want a drink, idiot?
Yeah, it's all about confidence on that.
Oh, yeah, dude. It's all about the symbolic lats out when you're talking. You know what I mean? It's all about just
symbolic. Were you lats out when you said nice
you
jeans, idiot?
You want vodka Red Bull, idiot? Dude, that's killer, man.
If you're in Huntington, I feel killer. Like that crushes. You can't say that in the Valley, but in Huntington, that crushes.
Oh, dude.
That is true, man. It really is about locale as well.
Yeah.
Because if you're in like a really like... kind of like animalistic society, such as like small towns, dude, is all about lats out. So maybe the idiot thing might work in like Huntsville, Alabama or whatever.
I'm going there. Yeah.
You going there?
Yeah, May 30th.
Buddy, sweet. If you don't record this interaction, dude, you're gonna get hit in the face, bro.
Oh, dude, the first thing I said when I got there, my mom's like, why are you going there? They're not a very nice town. The politics, and I don't think they like Jewish people. And it's like, Mom, I, you know what? Hey, managers, I didn't book this shit.
Oh, my God. That's
Huntsville,
so
baby.
Funny,
see you on
dude.
May 30th.
Hey!
How many shows?
Oh, I'm doing, I got one show in Nashville and then driving to Huntsville. Sweet.
So how close is it?
Hour and a half.
Oh, that's not bad.
It's that close?
Yeah. Well, Huntsville's right on the border. Alabama, so it's got that border and racism, you know. Borders always have that little extra racism,
like right on the border.
They're just angry because they have to be so close to another state. They're just like, they're kind of like the guard dogs. They're the front line of the state. So yeah. They got to be tougher. The middle of this, you know, middle's
soft, dude. Yeah, but it's like a Twinkie.
You go down to San Diego and everybody's lights out because they're trying to defend from, you know.
From LA. From Mexico.
Both.
Right.
Dude, have you ever seen what guys wear in San Diego when they go out? It's just like cut off Jordan shirts, sandals, and shorts. And they're spitting the same game as if they're in a nightclub bottle service.
Dude, it's just fucking chock full of Navy people as well. So if you spend 3 months on a boat, the type of game that you're throwing out is going to be heinous because you're just in some metal boat for 3 months. What, you're not going to come out a normal human being. You're not going to be like, oh, pardon me, man. You're just going to start fucking throwing haymakers, trying to get any type of vagina at all, you know?
Yeah, dude. I don't know. It's crazy. I feel like game.
Gabe, where are we at? You said 50?
50 minutes, baby. We've been talking about cum. Fucking stupid game.
Let's talked a little bit about surfing. I mean, let's get into it.
Let's get into the nitty gritty.
Yeah.
The specialist, the reason why we had the man.
Dude.
Teach us.
Yeah, Chad Goes Deep.
So for this episode, we went surfing with the Stoke icon, Chad Goes Deep.
Yeah.
So what's your background in surfing real quick?
I started surfing when I was about 12, I'd say.
It's a pretty chill age to start. Yeah,
really got into it at like 14.
Nice. Eighth grade, ninth grade?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, I've just been surfing ever since, up and down the coast. I surfed when I was in college. I surfed Santa Cruz.
Huge. Ooh, huge.
Do they have like a surf team?
Santa Cruz? Yeah. Not my school.
Are there like surf teams?
Surf team. I was a surf team.
You were the surf team.
UCSC, maybe. There are surf teams.
Yeah, for sure.
Then
yeah.
Like competitions and shit?
Yeah.
But dude, all that matters is that people saw you driving out of Santa Clara with a surfboard on the top of your car. That's all that matters.
Time. All the time.
And then they go, dude, that guy's in Pike, right? Next party, boom.
Did you have your letters on your surfboard?
Surfboard.
No
idiot.
Way.
Oh, yeah. It's
too territorial
nice,
there.
Nice surfboard, idiot.
Yeah, dude. You paddle out and you're like, I'm in Pike. And they're like, what, dude? Like, this is Steamer Lane, you fucking.
Dude, that's hilarious. A frat guy that surfs is just unstoppable. Dude. That guy does not take no from girls.
Yeah. Dude, I showed my girl the picture we took of us three and of holding the surfboard, and she goes, you all three look like fucking frat guys. And I go, we are fucking frat guys.
Yeah, we're staying true to the brands. I'm not a sellout. I'm sticking with it.
No, you got to.
I'm gonna be 45, shotgun and natty lights, dog.
Oh, yeah. No.
Yeah, that's not a good sign. So anyways, 14, surfing, shredding. And then, I mean, so you're not like a longboard guy. Like, you're all shredding.
No, I'm a shortboard. I have a 5'10 right now.
Well, that sounds pretty cool.
What's the difference real quick? I don't even know. I don't know anything about surfing, bro.
Shortboard is basically more high performance. So you get a longboard. Longboard is easier to paddle. It's easier to get into waves because it's just more surface area. So
yeah.
So you're like, because you have to match the speed of the wave.
Right. So you're like a longboard is like a suburban.
Yeah.
And then a shortboard is like a Ferrari.
Yeah. And the shortboard is, you know, you need a little bit better waves to really surf it because, you know, you need, since it's so much thinner and so much less surface area, you need a little bit faster, a little more power in the wave.
Cool. Okay.
But once you get that power and you're able to like surf it, then you're able to do like the turns and tricks.
Did you start out on a longboard or a shortboard? Because I feel like the longboard is like a white belt and then a shortboard is like a black belt and you kind of like slowly work your way.
Yeah. I mean, I had like a couple lessons on longboards, but I was so stubborn. I was like, I needed a shortboard right away just because I was like, as a kid, and I'm like, that's way cooler.
Yeah, you don't look like look like an idiot.
I'm starting to longboard more, you know, on like smaller days
really?
And stuff.
Because
like on like smaller days, you know, you go out to like Malibu or something, you bring out a shortboard and you're like, I can't even
can't do anything.
There's
bro.
Nothing really surfy.
Now you're just flexing, you know.
Yeah. So if you bring out a longboard, you get way more waves, and it's just you don't really have the whole turning aspect as much.
Do chicks you can not hang fuck ten. With you if you do a longboard? Do they look at you like?
I think you know. I think it all comes down to the tan.
Wow. Really?
I could see that. Because
does it really? I'm being honest. Like
the tan is like that's how you flex. That's your black belt. If you're fucking mad tan, and you got the neck tan from the wetsuit. I feel like that's your
big
black
flex.
Belt. Yeah,
really.
I had that big flex in college.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that big longboard energy, right?
Yeah.
So when you wear a tank top, would your fucking it would be visibly like, oh, he surfs.
Yeah, they'd be really? Like, like you're pasty underneath. I'm like, yeah, it's because it's a wetsuit.
Oh.
Ooh.
Idiot. It's a wetsuit.
It's a wetsuit, idiot.
There it is.
Oh, you say, it sounds so good when you say it.
Had you ever surfed, Michael?
No.
Never?
I've never surfed in my life. I never skateboarded any of that type of board shit. I never was into it.
Snowboarding or anything?
No. Really? I played like, you know, I don't know. I never got into like those type of sports.
You seem athletic though.
I mean, I played sports my whole life, but it was just like, you know, basketball, baseball,
picked up on
golf and shit like that. Like I never, but yeah, I was never into like that type of shit. Like any type of board stuff.
So how did we do?
Yeah.
You guys did great.
Really?
Yeah.
Did we really?
Dude, I mean, some people, because more background, I had surf school for like 2 years.
What was it called?
Sweet Ride Surf School.
Oh, God, buddy. Dude. That's so great.
Dude, yeah. DMs for days. Just like, dude, I just feel like it was just Huntington Beach Mills. So just like, can you teach my son and then teach me surfboard emoji?
Yeah, dude. But once I started hitting the city council, I stopped the surf school.
Yeah, dude. City council really put you guys on the map, dude.
I became an activist.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Was it hard to put down the board to become an activist? Can you do both?
Yeah, I don't surf as much. But I still get out there.
Yeah, but if you have like a stressful day in the courtroom or like, or they're not giving you what you need, like when you came back from Delaware, you're like, I need to get pitted real quick.
Yeah. So I taught for a year before that, before starting surf school. So like 3 years of teaching.
Oh, wow.
Damn.
Most people, it takes them like an hour to start popping up.
Yeah.
You handled it and like, you got pretty much popped up your first wave.
Yeah, dude. I felt good. I felt like a pretty balanced up there. I thought I was going to fall off immediately.
Yeah.
We had a longboard, right? We didn't have the bullshit.
8 foot soft
top. Yeah.
So, once you get the pop up down, you're able to get your feet planted in the middle of the board. It's pretty, you can handle it.
Yeah, dude. I can definitely see myself doing it again. That's definitely like, it was cathartic, dude. Yeah. I was like one with the ocean.
Mm-hmm. There's something that, I think with the ocean water, with the sun, with just being out there, working out, you get Poseidon, you know, you have his blessing.
Does he sometimes not bless you?
Yeah, there's some days, you know.
Fuck.
I don't want to get into it, but you know, I've had some days without Poseidon. I'm like, dude, where'd you go?
And he's And he was surfing.
And he's like, I'm not there today, idiot. I'm like, damn, dude.
But is it with the callback to Poseidon? Damn.
I just got negged by a Greek god.
Fuck yeah, dude.
But was it one of those things where you say, where are you, Poseidon? And then he goes, in your toughest times, I was carrying you.
Wow. That's deep.
Yeah, you know, that's Chad goes deep a little bit, man.
Oh, dude. I'm trying to get there. but there is something. There was like a scientific study about like surfers and how it's sort of there's sort of anti-aging qualities to like ocean water because of all the bacteria you expose yourself to. It like amps up your immune system.
Just swimming in kombucha, pretty much.
Yeah. You're in the kombucha.
I would feel like it would speed up the process because you're in the sun so much. So your skin looks like fucking trash.
You see people that are like 65 surfing, but they can't pick up an iPhone without getting arthritis.
How do you?
That's a giant board you carried out there, but the second you get on land.
That's interesting. Yeah, I don't know.
They just slowly turn into like fish people.
It is one of those sports that you can do until you're very old. Same with golf.
Yeah.
That is weird.
You can longboard.
Dude, you see like 7-year-olds longboarding and you're just like, good for you, bro.
They're pumped.
Dude.
They got great bods too, man. I'm gonna say that right off top.
Yeah,
those 7-year-olds.
You got to be shredded to surf. Are there any fat surfers? I don't think.
Dude,
that's fat surfer.
There aren't many. I mean, there are some, but I think it's just hard to pop up.
I also think about this, man. Think about choosing a sport that you have to have no shirt on.
Yeah,
you're not. If you have a disgusting body, like 66% body fat, you're not gonna be like, you know what's
surfing
next?
Surfing in a white t-shirt.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like you're gonna be like, yo, let me take my shirt off and fucking flex for these people.
It's a lot of good looking dudes. So you go out there and it's a big ego check. You're like, damn.
It really is, dude. That's probably the hottest sport. That and tennis, bro. Those are two sports where like, if you have a shitty haircut, you don't go out that week.
Oh, buddy, soccer players too. What the fuck is happening there?
Have great hair.
Holy shit!
Oh, yeah.
Hair, but faces.
They all look like they got casted just at like a bottle service at like fucking Omni in Vegas. They're like, yo, play for us, dude.
Jesus,
got a faux hawk fade mullet. Yo, get out here.
I mean, I really think that like symmetry of the face is like involved in their like casting process for the team. It's crazy.
I don't know if I've ever seen Cristiano Ronaldo kick a soccer ball, but I've seen him fix his hair 1,000 times.
A thousand times.
Dude, I mean, he does kick him. I just don't look. I'm just like, that's great hair.
You're like, we got to draft that guy. He's going to get us a bunch of goals. They're like, have you seen his face though? It's like,
he was a bald guy in soccer for like maybe a season, I think. And they just kicked him out. They're like, you didn't even braid your armpit hair? Yeah, nothing cool?
He's like, I won the World Cup. And they're like, like, but you can't be on a Chanel ad.
Your head looks like a fucking soccer ball. No one's exactly, you're gonna be distracted.
The only thing
by bald
shiny
dunk
is this trophy. Get the fuck out of here,
idiot.
Boom, dude,
we can't even put the camera on you. It's gross.
It's shiny, bro. Fucking reflections, dude. We can just see the camera in the reflection.
No one knows who scored those goals.
Yeah, for real, man.
So, like, goal scored by
just fucking Kirby, bro. No name, dude. Just on the back of the jersey says bald bitch. That's great, man. So, dude, I appreciate you for teaching us lessons, man. That's
you guys did great. It was fun.
I do want to go back out there. Would you shred again with us?
Of course.
Would you vouch for us? Like, oh, those dudes get deep? Or is that not on a certain level?
No.
No way.
No, yeah, for sure.
I mean, before we get out of here, what's some quick surfer terminology that, like, if I were to get pressed, like, yo, who do you know here? What could I throw out? Because I know you say jibow a lot.
Jibow, yeah.
Jibow. What does that mean?
More like you're so stoked you don't know what else to say.
Is that surfing at all, or is that just kind of a Chad goes deep?
I just made it up.
That's deep.
Yeah.
All right. But I like this question. So if we go to a certain area, like
pressed.
If I go surfing somewhere and some dudes walked up to me and they're like, yo, this is my area.
This is my
beach. Am I supposed to say?
Be like, dude, honestly, I'm here because I'm really stoked on that sandbar. Looks like there's some good lefts coming through.
Lefts.
The only thing is, like, you have to be accurate with what you're saying. Like, dude, there are no lefts coming through, and that's a reef break. And you're like, well, I tried.
Then you just sprint back to your Jetta.
Like, dude, I'm just here at this beach break trying to hit these A-frames. Like, looks like it's barreling a little bit. You know, I'm ready to get.
Oh, dude.
Dude, I love all of this, bro. I'm just going to say it all.
Just say it.
Dude, it's like a reef break, left break. Dude, it's like a sandbar, man. I'm just going to get stoked on those waves, man.
Dude, like, if you just talk fast enough, they'll be like, what?
I feel like the surface head would just be a bobblehead. He'd just be for sure. He's chill.
Yeah.
Do you think zinc on the nose helps?
I do that sometimes, yeah.
That helps?
Really?
Like, dude, there's a nice combo swell coming in. It's going to be a little bit hot. So I'm turning on the combo swell.
So, also, what if I got a spray tan but only did neck up? Would that look fake? Or would I look like I shred?
Dude, I'm all for the bronze, so I'd say go for it.
Okay.
I love this, man. Yeah. I love this. Dude, I just like lefts. I just want to say lefts a bunch.
Yeah. But you're a regular foot, though, so you prefer rights.
Oh, okay.
Because that's what I'm going to
say. But that's what I'm going to say. Like, a lot of left, man, but I prefer right.
The guy's
obviously.
Like, he's chill. And then you hit a right.
Obviously. Yeah. I mean, you know what I'm talking about.
Rights, left. You know, I'm ambidextrous. He's like, that's what? That's writing. I don't.
Rights, obviously. Dude. Yeah.
Dude, that crushes. I appreciate
you. You know how I do.
Just do it. Yeah.
Dude, this neutralizes everything.
I know.
What is this, the hang loose?
Yeah. And then you just walk away. Yeah. The guy's like, what, dude?
So real quick, what's the most disrespectful thing you can do as your surfer? Snake their wave?
Yeah.
What does that mean, dude? Like, just take away their wave?
Like, go ahead.
I don't know what's going on. Let's say
there's a wave.
Boogie boarding.
There's a wave coming. It's like an A-frame.
A-frame.
So that means it breaks in the middle and breaks both ways like this. So the white water travels opposite ways.
Yeah.
And so you're going to go left on this wave. So you're paddling and the wave's building and you're going to surf it left. So you're pretty much in front of the white water surfing. Does that make sense?
I get it. Yeah, yeah.
And you see, so whoever's closest to the white water has right of way.
Oh, wow. So it's like there's actual like yellow light type methods.
Yeah, there's an etiquette. Yeah. So like.
There should be a cop that gives tickets if you fucking snake someone's wave.
Dude, there should be, yeah.
People it's throw
dangerous.
Down though, right?
If
you snake somebody's
dangerous.
Wave, like they'll full on fight you, right?
Oh, yeah. I've seen it. Yeah.
Well, have you ever. Oh, do surfers get. It's like territorial, right?
Yeah, I mean, because there's so few waves and, you know.
Wow.
Especially,
is like a girl. It's like, yo, you took my bitch, dog.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Dude, in Point Break, they cut their fucking leash. Is that a thing that happens?
I've never seen that happen, but I've heard about it, yeah.
What? How do they have a knife on that? You know what I mean?
It just grabs a dolphin from out of the ocean and just slashes it.
Dude, I was at Steamer Lane, Santa Cruz, and this guy.
Chillest name ever.
Steamer
Lane.
This big local.
Nice.
Like top dog got snaked by this like newbie, you know? Big kook, you know?
Yeah.
And the guy's like, hey. And the guy's like, what'd I do? He's like, what'd I do wrong? He's like, what'd you do wrong? You're on a rental board. You got gloves on, but no booties and a hood on. You're a fucking kook. Now get out of here.
Oh,
I feel like that guy thinks about that encounter to this day.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, he's never surfed again.
He sees water, he tears up a little bit.
Like, I saw one other guy. He's like, I'm a lawyer, bro. Don't fuck with me. He's like, lawyers are the scum of the earth. Why don't you get the fuck out of the water?
Dude, imagine bringing up your law degree in the ocean.
Yeah, I was like,
thinking it has any power.
In Santa Cruz, what are you doing?
That's wild.
I was like, nice move. Idiot.
Well, too, I feel like we know the lingo. We know how to pop up on a rental.
Yeah.
Which is very respected, it sounds like.
Yeah. On a soft top long board. Yeah. 8 foot. What's good?
Yeah.
Prefer
rights, obviously.
So you taught us how to be pretty dope surfers. Anything you want to plug? Anything you got coming up? Socials, all that stuff?
Yeah, just check out Instagram at Chad Goes Deep, YouTube, Chad Goes Deep, Twitter, it's all Chad Goes Deep.
Hell yeah, dude.
Facebook, Chad Goes Deep. We have a podcast, Going Deep with Chad and JT.
Check it out, dude. JT is fucking, he's hilarious, dude.
He's funny.
The two of you guys together is great.
Yeah. Oh, thanks, man.
Yeah.
It's like you guys.
Fuck it, dude. This is the part where I'll just jerk off and make stiff socks for you guys, dude. Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah. Thank you guys.
I appreciate you for coming on, man.
Dude, thank you
guys. It's been a pleasure, dude.
Thank you, dude.
Hell yeah.
I've been wukaha. What is that word you made up?
Jabwow.
Jabwow, dude. This podcast was jabwow.
Real quick before we get out of here.
Yep.
Have you ever came and yelled jabwow at the same time?
Dude, I need to.
Dude.
You just put that in my dome.
If you said jabwow with an idiot afterwards, you're having mini Kelly Slaters in 9 months. Just fucking cruising the crib.
Can you grab me a towel? Shut up. Idiot.
Just name your kid idiot.
Jabwow.
Jabwow. It's just because there's the octaves in it. Jabwow.
Dude.
If you time that up right, pretty sure your neighbor will have an orgasm if you say it right.
They'd be like, did you just say jabwow? I'd be like, you know what you got into.
Idiot. And you throw her the towel. Idiot.
All right, man. That's
episode 13. Shout out to Chad Goes Deep being our first guest on the podcast. It was a good time, dude.
Thank you, dude.
I'm going to go get fucking pitted, dude.
I don't know what that means, but let's do it, dude.
On some rights.
Shout out to Santa Cruz, guys.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with washablesofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange any time. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at washablesofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.